Reservation, is it gone reservation? Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't say it has to be other people. Probably not every bit of it.
Mm.
But
some of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't do much about that, I mean you can't go sticking in other people's noses.
You can't sing from tonight.
It's
you can't relate to
no, wrong way around. Two kings, two eight.
Two tens.
So I can't stay in front.
That's it.
That's all you got. I'll take a penny off there then. I'll make it 46 in there. Have I taken all that money out? You'll start getting it back then. No, you don't. Your last 46. You'll start getting it back. Couldn't you? Bloody hell. 1, 2, 3 on the bounce. So 6, 8 jack? What's that supposed to be? Okay, jack, queen, king.
I don't think you beat that, do you?
3 9s, is it?
Unless you had 4 or something.
I've
got a handful of bloody pears here, wait a minute. So I've only got 3. Feels like a bloody handful of them. Can't do nothing here. Ain't got nothing to do.
Is that
what you're playing?
Well, I'm off doing, got nothing else.
3 4s, 8 9 10, queen eye. Stop me at the end, there.
Well, nothing else. And that one flush?
It must have been having that one flush.
Yeah, but then it split the bloody pears all in bits. Make a lot with that, Ellis, could I really?
Not really.
I paired 3 pairs, which was just as well as stopped you in the last one.
No, they're 2 actually. I don't know which trace you've got. I've got some people left.
Oh, I want one card for a whole run through. And I bet I can't bloody do out with this lot.
It's the chocolates I like best,
isn't it?
Yes, Christmas.
Can't either. Bloody hell. You got an 8.
Nope. No, you can.
No, I don't bloody know how to play.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7. That's what you
want
to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. No, I wouldn't do that. I would do it like this. If I was playing that hand.
3 flushes.
Well, you could go, well, you've got a choice. You can go, you can take a chance on your last hand not getting through. Or you can go 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4, ace flush to finish with, which is what I'd probably do.
Well, I didn't see that. I was looking for it. I never see that.
Well, 3 queens, jack flush, ace high, so I mean, you would have won anyway.
I didn't see that last flush. I couldn't find it. I couldn't sort
it. Yeah,
out.
But I mean, it messed you 1, 2, 3 up. You wouldn't have had a 1, 2, 3 at the start, but you would have had an ace flush to finish with, which is a damn good hand to finish with. A 1, 2, 3 might have got beat by a prowl and a better run. So I think I would have been tempted to finish with the ace flush there. Try and stop me rather than trying to win it. Because you had nothing else, did you? You didn't have a finishing hand, you didn't really have a brilliant first two hands. If you had a 1, 2, 3 bouncer, I might have been swayed to play the 1, 2, 3 bouncer and hope that got through. But to finish with ace flushes. Pretty good.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't got nothing.
Neither have I.
Oh, I'm not playing this bugger at yours. I can't sort it out because I can't.
What was that about?
I'm playing that one because I can't bother.
That's very weird.
Seven plus pair of nines, ace high. That's all you got, really.
How's your shoulder?
You've got it here, isn't it?
Are you back at work
then? It's a bit of rubbish, isn't it? Nines and a pair of fours. That's
ace
it.
High. I'm only coming out with 10 plus pair of aces and pair of eights. So, wouldn't be mine whichever way you played it.
That's it.
Have a look.
Not too hot.
Won all your pennies, my dear.
Who's that?
Isn't that a down crying shame?
Terrible.
Or is that a down crying shame?
Terrible.
Now what you need to do? Now I've won all your pennies, I think.
Cry.
You know, eh? Really? Cry, cry?
I thought it was brilliant. He said, but you're going to have your car back.
shoulders.
Do you have your
shoulders? I don't get 10 to go with it.
But we always prefer normally go out.
You can't lose tonight, can you?
Yeah, it's a bit better. And if we went there with carriages, the mill was beautiful.
I think I'll leave it for that for tonight.
Sorry?
I'll leave this for tonight now.
See, she had all stomach pains. So his wife had to give it thorough
examination. Speak up, Rock, I hear you.
He said, I'll give you a thorough examination. So when he'd done it, he said, well, probably to see your father. Oh, he said, but I suppose you know the father, isn't it? She said, no, I don't know. Well, he said, what do you do? He said, well, I said, I still thought you knew who the father was. Look, she said, put it like this. If you had to eat a tin of beans, wouldn't you know which one made you fart?
Had a good night, that's right.
Yeah, you told me you were playing ladies. I said, oh, I bet you enjoyed them all bending over that bloody table.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. I bet you had good fun.
No, they're nice little girls, you know. They have a laugh. Yeah. Ever since they started playing, they're...
I said, I bet you quite enjoyed yourselves here a lot.
Ron's eyes were popping out, weren't they, Ron?
You got the tightest ones on, haven't you? Well, they say by two sizes too small, that's what does it.
They played well though, didn't they, Robert? Most of them played.
Actually, they don't play as well now as they used to.
I can't understand why she can
I'm going
to have
a sit 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's tired.
Oh, can I tell you what
legs ache.
You know the other one is
left. Legs ache.
Well, keep going on.
Yeah. On then.
I'll keep going on then.
Yeah, Bob's got the shit down.
They wanted me to have a go, but I'm not. I'll have a go another time when it's quiet, not when there's.
He's been
showing me.
You and Stuart have tried to be my house lady.
You must be joking. I've already played once and he was showing me how to do it. I could do that with the ball.
Well, Shirley never played till she started.
I've had a go.
Well, the best time to play is when it's a locked in. Because nobody's watching you.
When it's quiet.
Well,
when there's only you and Shirley here, I'll have another go because you won't laugh. Well, you might, but it won't matter.
Right.
Do it when I'm here, I'll coach you.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I would. I don't want to see you wrong.
With Trish, when Trish, I'll play the Trish. If I tell her where to go, I mean.
She's doing it the bloody ball at first.
Could
you hit the ball? I did get a few with that. I was,
yeah.
It was quite good fun, really. Enjoyed it.
I'll come and sit down there, out of the way. Yeah, I'll take more off on this corner.
What are you doing at the moment?
Well, I've done it now. I was doing a load of painting today.
I've been playing.
But, outside with Cooper and all.
Smells as well,
doesn't it? Oh, yeah. That's not so bad. It's the other stuff. This, Saladin. That's a wood preservative because I'm staying out. Now that's not very strong. I can still smell it now. You know. And, but it was about 9:30. And then come away till 5. I never stopped all the while. I just kept going. And that one, about half past four, I started to pack up. And I realised my sandwiches were still in the snack box. So I'd had one earlier on, whilst I was still working. Oh yes, the lady there, she smashed a couple of cups of coffee, I think, about what? About half 10 time coffee. But the time I painted a little bit and I thought, well, I'll stop and have a pipe and drink a coffee. I can't be that easy. And I had a cup of tea later on in the afternoon. But I didn't stop. I kept going. You know. Because by the time I got to my drink, it was cold. It was cool. So you drink it straight
drink
down.
It straight down.
And then you carry it straight on again. But I wanted to get it done today. I didn't want to have to go back again. Particularly because this weekend, they want to get the carpets down inside. And they've got all the carpets there. I mean, it's 28 foot long, 12 foot wide. So, we've got the carpets down. They've got it in the house and it's in the way. So obviously they want to get it down this weekend and get it out of there. They've got some family on Sunday. So they want to get it down tomorrow. Yeah, but it's all done now. It was just the windows wanted finishing off properly. And I did that. Got all the catches and the furniture back on again. Because I always take that off. Because it's all brass. And you know, if you get a bit of paint on it, I'll have a job to get it off. So I take them off and then put them on just as it's going off, you know, so you don't mark it. But yes, even though I say it myself, it looks very, very nice. And the door, I did the outside with Cuprinol. One of these hardwood doors with windows in it. You know, it looks bloody smashing. The door really does set it off. It looks a real treat, it does. It's just taking that Cooper all nice. Mind you, I didn't put it on too thick. It's had two coats. It does, it looks a treat. So, I'm very pleased with it anyway. And, the woman there, Rita, she says, oh yes, great, this is fantastic. She says, after Christmas and New Year, we're going to have a housewarming. She says, oh, well, you know, for the extension bit. I mean, they're going to use it for Christmas. We've got family coming over and they're going to have the Christmas dinner out there. Well, I mean, I know the majority of it's wood. And there's three large windows in it and a door. And the roof is this polycarbonate stuff. It's like plastic roofing, but it's double glazed. Bloody oven in there.
Oi. What do you want?
I'm Cardi.
Cardi diet?
Yes, please. I'm trying to be very good, but I only take so much of that.
You don't like orange, does that make you?
I'm allergic.
Allergic to
orange.
You're like me.
Spots.
Yeah, I do.
Blisters like chicken pox.
It comes across my shoulders.
I get all over town.
No, it comes across. It don't come out on my arms or anything, it comes on my body. If I have an orange, a proper orange,
I can't touch it.
I love them.
I love
a piece of orange. I wouldn't eat a whole orange, but I do like a couple of pieces of oranges. Now, I might get away with that,
85.
But if I was to have a whole orange,
if you sat there peeling an orange and some of the juice squirted on me, I'd blister. That's all it takes. I'd eat them all there, eat them, I'd be in terrible
state. Yeah, I'm like that. We had a conifer type tree. It was only so big when we went to Wapland, and I went and cut it. And when we was unloading off the van, this come off, and I dug a hole and stuck it in the garden, in the front garden, just by the pathways. And never moved after that. But I was washing the car one day, a nice hot day, got my shirt off. When I come in, of course I'd brushed past it, I got patterns of the leaves on my back. Yeah. I mean, my mate, he went into hospital because they said he was allergic to something. And they were putting different things on his back and putting little marks and numbered it.
I know a little boy who had that.
Yeah, all the way down his back. You know, and of course, one or two did come out, you know, one or two were leaves. You could see the shape of the leaves. Well, that was just like me on my back. It was funny, yeah.
It's years since I've dared have orange. Say if I eat an orange, I'd get them all. Just because every touch is. I'm trying to eat one, I'd have them on my tongue and in my mouth and everywhere.
What are you doing, sir?
Just don't touch them.
Well, I'm the same, but I'm alright with, you know, that orange juice, Rippic orange juice. I'm alright with that. Mind you, I only have one, orange juice and lemonade. I'm alright with that. I'm alright with an orange drink.
Funnily enough, that probably depends if it's got real orange in. Because when I went to work at Lockwood's at Longsock, I went to the carbonated drinks factory and I said, well, they asked me if I'd go over there and I said, I can't work in there, I'm allergic to oranges. And he said, bloody, I've never seen an orange, don't worry, you know, it's all chemicals and orange flavours, that's about as much as what we'd ever get in here. No, blooming. So, I mean, I could drink something like that, which is purely chemical, and never seen it like a damn orange. It's all it is flavourings and water and sugar and.
Yeah, well, that is orange.
But yeah, but the pure orange, I'm a better touch. Some of them canned orange drinks, they're not orange at all.
Yeah. But I mean, real oranges, what you peel them, orange drinks, which it says real orange juice, 9 times out of 10 it isn't. There's always some additives and what have you. Because I used to have, when I used to go away on these courses for breakfast, I'd always have an orange juice with my cereals and then my fried breakfast. It's the only time when I eat a fried breakfast.
Sometimes Stuart does it for a week.
Yeah.
He loves it, but he wouldn't have one at home.
No.
I've offered him, I mean, it's not as if he's not there, but he just won't. He says, no, I can't. It's just special, and when you're on holiday, it's different. Well, you can sit down and enjoy it and relax.
Yes.
If you go to work or something, you don't.
Well, we went on a course for a week up Newcastle. And of course, we had to be there for 9 o'clock. So we had to catch the bus at the latest 8:30. So you're up at 7, you get your shower and whatever, because you're showering in the bedroom, getting yourself all ready. So you're down by about 7, 8:15 time. So you've then got 3/4 of an hour to the bus, which is right outside the door, the hotel we were in. So when we use the bus rather than take the car in daily, it's easier. And of course I sat down and I had a breakfast and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't have any cereals. You know, that's just and I had a little bit of orange juice, but it was this made up orange juice.
Yeah.
You know, had some of that and fried breakfast and my toast and a cup of coffee. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. It set me up for the day that day.
He does when you're on holiday,
And then at lunchtime, first couple of days, we went out for lunch somewhere. But we found.
Didn't really want it.
Not really want it. A couple of sandwiches or something.
Yeah,
and actually, near the bridge, there's a large roundabout before you go over the Gateshead Bridge. Underneath that, there's the subway and what have you. Some shops in there. There's a little shop in there that used to do these rolls. And beautiful rolls. Any bread you wanted, any filling you wanted. You know, they have vast variety of different fillings. You know, there's all been any showcases. We used to go down there and get some of them and take them back to the place where we was, you know, this is a conference centre. And it was great. And then, of course, when we got, back, there was a meal there every time we'd spruce up, you know, and what have you, and come down for a meal. And we used to sit with the landlord having a natter and what have you, brewed a few drinks. And, and he used to say, when we went out, what do you fancy tonight? Do you think you fancy? No, it's entirely up to you. It wasn't English, I think he was Polish or something. And this is some beautiful meals. And there was a street that he did. And it was beautiful. And we told him, thoroughly enjoyed that. What was it? And I can't remember what it was now, but he told us. And a couple of days later, he says, when we went out, he says, what do you think of tonight? I don't mind, but wouldn't mind tonight. How sweet. You know, he couldn't get hold of any. He'd been all over the place looking, and he couldn't get hold of any. I mean, it was obviously it was something that he hadn't made himself, but it was beautiful. He was local to the area, and he was one of his local bakers. He used to do it, but he probably only used to do it once a week. Sell it once a week, of course, he could get involved. But he really looked after it, and it was spotless. I think of all the people who was on that course, we struck luck. We got the best place. And it came out of the tourist information booklet. Mm. Yeah, somebody told us about a place to go to. I'd run it up, call it, asking the bloody earth.
Where were we going, Yorkshire? Not Stuart, you get some out of the camera, the pub one, where we go to the book. Because, I mean, you know what he's like for his beer, and he knows if it's in there, it's usually a good pound, so.
Yeah. Well, he used to be licensed. He left it lapse because he says, I used to find...
I'd just as soon stay in a small pub.
Yeah, well, he used
rather than a hotel, I would.
A lot of the people used to come in and they'd be in his hotel boozing rather than being at the pub. You know, he says, it's too much for me. I've got the bar and everything there.
Well, that Black Bulletborough Bridge, I mean, I know it's a beautiful old pub, and the meals are absolutely wonderful, but it was really only a pub. I mean, for the cooking that they did for a pub, it was, and we had duckling, salmon, fresh salmon, and wonderful meals, and she was a real good.
Yeah, well, see,
I mean, there was only about 12 or 14 that she could cater for a meal, you know, she had a dining room off.
Yeah, like we do.
That was about it. Yeah. I mean, they were really lovely meals.
Well, you know, I mean, we could do things like that if there was a call for it around here.
Yeah.
But most people, you know, they won't try something like that. I mean, I know I'm a bit like it myself, but I do not have a steak.
I prefer to try.
Yeah.
If I'm going out for a meal, I prefer to try something different. You can have a steak at home, I mean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go and get salmon or duck. Yeah, that's it.
People are scampi.
Yeah.
You know.
See me, I'd rather try something different.
Yeah. I mean.
Why go out for a meal and eat something that you'd have at home anyway?
Well, this is when we go
that's
out.
That's what I like about
meals. We always go over to Spalding. Well, not always, but a lot of the time we go over to Spalding. And I always have what's called a raw vegetable dip. It's all vegetables, you name it, the vegetables are on there. You know, carrots, mushrooms, cabbage, and everything's raw, completely raw. You have a little pot in the middle with two dips in, two mayonnaise dips. One's plain mayonnaise, and the other half of it is garlic flavour. And that's as a starter. I always have that and I thoroughly enjoy it. You know, fantastic. But the time I've had that, I don't want much for my main meal because it's very grateful.
I never have a starter.
But she always has their prawn cocktail. Like
I always have the main meal and the sweets. Stuart has the starter and the main meal.
But
I love the sweet and sea, and I can't. If I eat the starter and then the main meal, I can't eat the rest.
Yeah, well, I'm overstruck on some of their sweets that they do. You know,
I love the sweet.
They don't do the same sweets week in week out. I mean, they vary them on a possibly on an 8-week basis. So it all depends which week you go as to which sweets is actually on that week. And if it's one that you don't really fancy, well, I'm not bothered about the sweet.
She sort of does a weekly menu, and there's 4 or 5 dishes on it.
Yeah.
And then the next week she'll have, you know, another lot.
Well, this is,
I mean, she does every day, you know, burgers and stuff if people want them. And that's bar meals, to sit in the dining room and you have
ours, basically, what we've got up there, basic bar meals that you can have in the restaurant if you
wish.
If you wish. You know. I mean, during the week, 9 times out of 10.
So she did, I think there was 4, you know, special meals there. When we were there, there was salmon, duckling.
At the moment, only on a Sunday. We get the odd meals on a Sunday. We get the odd meal on a Saturday night. But 9 times out of 10, they always want to sit in there. They don't want to sit in the restaurant. They very rarely do get them sitting in the restaurant. Which, I suppose to a certain extent, other than the Sundays, it is waste of space because it's not earning us anything in there. But mind you, sometimes during the week, where the table's full of a load of papers and what have you, where I've been doing paperwork, sitting there doing paperwork. And the kids use it as an office and what have you, with their paperwork. Sarah does her own work there. And we have our meals in there. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, say someone coming in for a meal, I mean, yeah, we can do it. The trouble is, it's too small to keep an eye on people, see if they want anything, everything's all right and what have you. But you don't want the door open because people go through there to the toilet.
Yeah.
They look in.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want that when you're eating a meal.
When you're eating,
so we shut the door and you're forever in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's all right, say if we've got somebody in there that was in the kitchen and just keeping the towel. But you can't do that and be in here as well. I hope that, I mean, Cheryl, she's not fond of cooking, but she will cook.
She does
a decent meal. I mean, we both can cook, if it comes to that. I mean,
that's the one for a cook. No, but Stuart is. Should have been a chef, he should.
Well, my mum often used to say that about me.
Smashing cookies.
And my brother.
I mean, I'm not that bad, but still can beat me. If he gets in the kitchen, he can do some really good dishes.
Yeah, I like to have a go at different things. I mean, the other lunchtime. You know, Chris Thompson. He's come in at lunchtime. And Sheila had gone out somewhere. And she came in and said, chicken Kiev. So I went and did it. And she says, yeah, sure. She's nipped the cat on her. Did you cook that for? I says, of course, yes. And she said, oh, I really enjoyed that as well. You know, so I mean, that made my day, that did. You don't tell Sean, she doesn't know why she said you'll do all the cooking. I don't mind, but I tend to get in a... Right, when Sean first came, to get everything done at the same time. Everything's ready at the same time. So it's all hot on the plate and served straight away. You know, luckily, I managed it. But I got in a little bit of a flap, I will admit it, where Phil now's got used to that. I mean, when we first came, we both used to help each other out on Sunday morning. I used to help out, what have you, but...
tend to get each other's red.
Well, yes. I mean, Sarah was in there as well, and Sarah was then getting used to doing it. Once she started getting used to doing it, that was it. I used to come out and say, well, now I'll look after the bar Sunday lunch. And that's it. And
who won then? Who won, Stuart? Getting a clever demo, isn't it? That's it.
I was lucky though. Ronnie did skittle though, and.
Oh, yeah, last night, but I still didn't win.
No, I know.
They're telling me he told me you're playing ladies' teams, and I bet you all had great fun watching them women bending over the table.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, that's what I said to him. He said, tight trousers, he kept saying.
Yeah, but the only snag is, they all had high-neck jumpers. He kept flipping around the other side, but they've all got high-neck jumpers.
He said, he ain't going no more if I find out it's a ladies' team the next town. That's it, he'd be banned. No, thank you. Sure. Yeah. Changing the subject quick.
Where you put that red from? That's right there.
Yeah, see, it was quite a good night, actually.
Yeah,
oh, they're laughing. There's one of them, she's a school teacher.
Sounds like yours.
She's always on the couch and jigging about, you know, when she plays, very still, and she hips the ball, stands up quick, watches where it goes, and she's right there, she lifts her foot up, and jumps, pointing, you know. Scatty as anything. You know, she doesn't seem the type that would be a school teacher. I mean, not 7-8-year-olds that she teaches. I just imagine what she's like at school. You know, she's real nice. That's well, all of them are. You know, they're all nice, nice girls. You know, this is. The other week they was here playing the other team, and one of the other teams was wearing a bit of shirt to say, you know, and particularly seeing as the girls are in, mind it not, they have a bother because they used to play at the Black Bear, and you know, the landlady of the Black Bear, she just wears, we stopped her, she come here, she said, F this, F that, and F the other, you know, we stopped her. If you can't find a better word than that to use, I shouldn't bother, you know. Because you know Phil don't like that.
Why should she? Why should you pub in it?
Yeah.
I was thinking, this is your home as well as your pub, isn't it?
I mean, if there's a load of fellas in together, like Sunday lunchtime, if all the fellas are in, right, and I'm in here and Phil's out there cooking, doesn't worry me. And I don't bother too much about it because it's all fellas in.
That's it. Still don't like it in front of women.
No, but as soon as the woman comes in, I always say, language likes.
We used to go to King's Head before we used to come here, before Murdo went. I don't remember him saying one night because they got a bit noisy. Excuse me, lad, there's ladies present here.
He
said that. Sort of same way, and he said, you can see Anzi. You won't be having more of that.
Yeah.
Shut
it's,
up.
It's right though, isn't it? I mean, why should
you? Mind you, right, like I said to Stuart, I was in the bar, and if I didn't like it, I could have gone in the lounge, so I mean, they couldn't.
In here.
Yeah, because it's an open plan.
Yeah.
I mean, they did shut up, they said they were sorry, and you know.
Yeah.
It was alright after that, but he doesn't like it, not in front of women. He said it was just the men, but to them, but.
Yeah.
I mean, he just swear, but he
You know, because I know Phil doesn't like it, but it doesn't worry me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we had a woman in punk high school. I put her out in the end. But it was surprising. Everybody knew what was going to happen. They knew what I was going to do. When I come back in, after putting, the place was empty. They'd got out that door before I'd got her out the door. But, no, it's
she looks scared. Oh, no, she's got better.
She's got this, you know. Yeah. Well, it is. She damaged it some years ago. And it's been a bit weak since, like, you know. A few weeks ago, we've got some computers they've got in the big place. Big computers with big discs. And she twisted her hand and pulling one out, you know. It, I don't know whether it fell or something, she went to catch it or whatever. Twisted it a bit. And of course, we're riding a motorbike for a bit like that to change gear. And it's only a small CC bike, so to get up to 35 mile an hour, she's got to go through all the five gears. So you're forever hard to go in like that. It's made it worse.
Nothing.
So the last fortnight, she hasn't been on a bike. Last weekend she went out, because we was busy, she got a bike out and she went up to work. She went round to town to see one or two of her mates and then come home. She said she wished she hadn't done it because she was in pain again. And she went to the doctor on Monday, had it strapped up again. He said, well, come and see me in a week, see if it's any better. But, she uses it, but, you know, it's obviously she can't move it a lot that way, which is what's affecting her. But mind you, once she gets back on the bike again, it's since cold weather.
Yeah, well, no.
She's going to be back again. Well, mind you, I feel it. I mean, I know at the moment it's not Bettina tinnitus, it's my arthritis is playing up. My elbows in the morning, I can't hardly move them. When I wake up in the morning, because I get that hot, my arms have to be outside the bed. And our bedroom is that cold. And they can get cold in my elbows and they're stiff. I'm trying to move them. I mean, if I touch them now, I mean, that one's not too bad. I can't touch that one very much. Well, you see, I mean, the scars are all there. If I touch that, that would be very gingerly. Because it aches like hell. And of course, we're doing a lot of painting today. This wrist is, you know, but I don't mind that. You see, what did that wrist was that elbow, I had to have a second operation to stretch the guiders in my arm up here. Because I had to have some of the bone taken away, the elbow. Of course, it stretched the guiders, but they also disturbed the wrist joint. Because it was in plaster like that, stretched around. It disturbed the wrist joint, and it weakened it. And it's only just this. What? Last 9 months that it's really started to affect this arm. But I know what it is. It's because I've been going out doing the odd one or two jobs. But I know that if it gets really bad, I just stopped doing anything for a while, for like 2 or 3 days. You see, like, I was out Monday. I was busy all day Monday. And then I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here. Yeah, I was busy, but it was all brain work, because it was all writing. Right. And on the computer, it was too bad. And I've been out today. Now, I probably won't go out for another 4 days. So I know I'm all right. You know, that way, it gives me a chance to get it right again.
Catching up, Ron.
If I was having to go out daily, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it going out daily.
I know, that's what you're waiting for, isn't it?
Beautiful. funny, we've just deregistered the flat because of trade, it's a flat.
And it's picked up.
Funny enough, it used to be before Christmas. Or maybe you two sat in here. Right, and then that side's had a few in. It's just been maybe you and Stuart here playing cards. You know. That's how it's been for a while.
Oh, you cherry bugger!
You know, we thought about deregister because trade's gone flat. Now we've done it, it's picking up, but mind, I mean, it can go flat again in a year.
Yeah, Christmas in
the mind, people are getting used to it now.
Yeah,
we've been here long enough now for people to know that. That's it.
What's going wrong?
It's Bob and Chilton now. No, that's it. That's what we like about it. You know, when we get, when you get Simon and Daisy and what have you in, them youngsters. I mean, I know they're in the 20s. When they get larking about what have you, I don't like it. I'd sooner be like this. You know, I mean, yes.
And especially
we're not making a fortune when it's like this, but it's comfortable. You know, I mean, I don't know how many it goes like this. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's about 10 in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 in here. So that's there's one in there earlier. About 20 people tonight. You don't make a fortune out of 20 people, but it's nice, comfortable. It's like your friends coming, rather than customers. Everyone that comes in, we look on as friends.
You're going in the corner that time.
What we do as customers. I mean, some pubs are going, all you are is a face and a hand coming over, picking a pint up and handing it back for a refill. You know, all you are is a customer. But we are lucky, as all our customers are friends as well. We look on